Back now with Day to Day, many doctors have piles of Viagra notepads and Lipitor pens in their offices. Now the drug industry is announcing new guidelines restricting gifts aimed at marketing new products. Some critics say it's a positive step, but it does not go far enough. Marketplace's Bob Moon is here now. Bob, what kinds of problems will be addressed by these new guidelines, solved by these guidelines, and, well, what won't these guidelines cover?
Hey, Madeline, what we're talking about here, as you mentioned, is just the tchotchkes, those ubiquitous little freebies that you often see in the doctor's office. This voluntary code is being announced by the industry's trade association, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, and they're suggesting these limits on gifts as a growing number of states crack down on these things because they say it might influence the drugs that doctors prescribe their patients. This code doesn't address, though, some of the more lucrative arrangements that a lot of doctors have with drug companies, and industry critics say banning some trinkets isn't going to solve this problem here. We spoke a short time ago to Sharon Treat. She's the executive director of the National Legislative Association on Prescription Drug Prices.
They're a symbol of what's wrong right now with the way marketing is done and with the way the drug industry deals with these issues. The problem is that there are a lot of much more serious issues and a lot of spending that goes on that has a very direct and pernicious effect on the practice of medicine and marketing in general. And I think those are things that the industry ought to also look at.
This new code calls for annual limits on what the drug companies pay doctors to deliver educational lectures, but it doesn't say what those limits should be, and it doesn't limit office breakfasts or lunches or trips to fancy restaurants for quote-unquote educational dinners.
Well, what kind of money does the drug industry pay doctors?
Well, just yesterday, the Attorney General of Vermont released a report on drug marketing there, and it found that drug makers give the most money to psychiatrists, and in particular, 11 psychiatrists there got an average of almost $57,000 each. Some states have passed restrictions that require drug makers to disclose what they're giving doctors, but quite often these speaking fees and consulting relationships are a different matter.
Well, I know there are several proposals on the table in various states to regulate drug marketing. Is this going to be enough to head off those regulations?
As it happens, industry critic Sharon Treat told us that that's just what she is concerned about. She says it might keep Congress and the states from doing anything serious.
Anything, you know, of this nature, which takes a very small part of the problem and says, okay, we've tackled the problem, you know, we're going to clean up our act, May be designed to prevent or discourage states and others from taking much stronger action that might be more effective.
But the industry says this code fortifies its commitment to ensure that medicines are marketed in a manner that benefits patients and enhances the practice of medicine.
Thank you, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.